And welcome to PCP. It's PCP 404. Yes, you have found this podcast, and it's me, Pete Cogle, starting off the show with Agent Sign Grinder, which you may recall we, myself and Mr. Grumbler, found down at the Great Escape a few weeks ago. That was a track called Stranger Stranger. A bit retro, quite like it. AgentSignGrinder.com is where you'll find them, and they're based in Sweden. Go check them out if you happen to be in the Sweden area. I think from Göteborg, I'm not quite sure. But yeah, good stuff. So how the hell are you? Have you survived the Jubilee? I managed to get through it without seeing a single thing. Yes! I'm rather proud of that, as you can tell. I'm not seeing a single Queenie thing. I did play, God Save the Queen, of course, the Sex Pistols version, on the day, and thoroughly enjoyed myself. Whatever. Let's move on. Played you some Moomba, Tom, before. Usually courtesy of Ginger Shinobi, the Ginger Ninja. But this is courtesy of a tribe called Red from Ontario. Check this out. Moomba Wow. I think that's what you'll say when you've heard it.
Me can't live in the peace, got the whole of them. In five of them, and them a cause problem. Chop it!
Well, that's what I call fusion music. A bit of Native American sounds, a bit of Mumbaton, a bit of Jamaican. I'll drop top and ting. Moomba Wow is what the track was called, from a tribe called Red from Ontario in Canada, where most of the tribes, of course, live. Interesting stuff. Got that from Rock Paper Scissors. rockpaperscissors.biz. Very, very nice. Very nice. I liked it. I thought it was nice. So we played it. Something completely different now, from Pakistan. And for the life of me, I can't work out where I got this track, but it's so good, I'm going to have to play it for you. Zeb and Hania. Is that right? Hania? That was Hanika. Let me just check that. No, it's Zeb and Hania. And a track called Chup.
सुनते सुनते मेरा सब्र तो खत्म हुआ बस बातें बहुत हुई अब तो प्यार का वक्त हुआ तुम जानो ना मेरे दिल में है क्या
thought that was a Pakistani sound, would you? They're from sort of Pakistan, India, Afghanistan is where they've got it, but obviously a big Latin influence there. Zeb and Hania, you find them at zebandhania.com. A track, as I said, called Chup. You probably figured that out from the track, didn't you? Wonderful stuff, wonderful stuff. Wishing you where the hell I got that from. I've been testing my emails and I haven't looked around, but nothing sort of obvious springs out of me. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes I just get so much music, I just don't know what the hell to do with it, and I forget where I've got it from. In fact, I forget most things. Yeah. This is track 4, Get My Fix, The Morfunnish Mix by Morfunnish and Tickers. I normally associate the Black Lantern record label with hip-hop, and indeed there are some hip-hop-y type styles of music available there, but they sort of branched out a little bit more recently, some sort of glitchy type stuff. And that, which was Get My Fix by Morfamish and Tekkers. Both available. I'm not quite sure whether both from Scotland, but certainly the Tekkers is from Edinburgh, Scotland. Morfamish, not quite sure where he's from. But check it out, the excellent Black Lantern record label at blacklanternmusic.com for more of the same and something also very different. So very interesting sound. Enjoyed that. Another record label I keep playing a lot, you probably heard various things, is 6 Degrees Records. Marvellous, sort of professional label, not a net label like myself and others, but they are, you know, a really professional label. They'll put stuff out that you can buy. Occasionally they put some stuff out for free, and occasionally I play it. This is one, Selvage by Kuramin. Selvage by Kuramin. I think I always thought Selvage was something you had sort of left over. Yes, I think it was. Anyway, he's based in Sao Paulo in Brazil, and that was available from 6 Degrees Records, so you can find out more about him at myspace.com/Kuramin, C-U-R-U-M-I-N. Rather nice. Now, if it's not escaped your attention, because you haven't heard the last podcast, I have released another album on Angel Dust Records. It's a collection of four tracks, a bit of an EP, selected exclusively by me, except for one track, which was, I chose one track by this guy called Stoga, and said, can I put it in the album? And he said, no, I've got something even better. I'll create a track for you directly for the release, and it's rather good. So here it is, Ragga Ray by Stoga.
Thank you. drop the bass.
Awesome, Awesome, love that. Raga Ray by Stoga. You'll find him at soundcloud.com/Stoga. He's in the Bay Area in California. I'm not quite sure exactly where. Of course, released via Angel Dust Records at angeldustrecords.com. Angel Dust Records number 7. And number 8 is already on its way. I have the tracks ready, and I'm just sort of getting it all ready in the works so that the release can be smooth and efficient. Smooth and efficient now. Yes, that's what we like doing here. We like it smooth and efficient. Well, we try anyway. Let's have something completely different now. This is an artist called One-Eyed Wayne. I think they might be a band, but you know, a band or artist, does it really matter? They've got this in Stromerville, which means it's going to be a land and sand, and it's going to be a bit folky, probably. Well, that's normally what happens, and this is no exception. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just a stupid revolution in your mind. Go! Just a stupid revolution in your mind. Go!
1, 2, 3, 4 by One-Eyed Wayne from London, as you can tell. Stromerville.com/one-eyed-wayne is where you'll find more about him. And always worth checking out Stromerville. They've always got some fantastic stuff going on. They've got a festival coming up at the end of August, which looks rather good. Somewhere out in... where was it? I can't remember where it is. Somewhere in the country. I can't remember. Oh, God, shoot me now. I can't remember where it was, but it's somewhere in the country, and it promises to be a very good night, a very good day. I think there's lots of various different people playing, so good stuff. Check it out. Let's break it up again with something completely different. Also from London, but a completely different sound. This is a nice word, liquid drum and bass. This is Spectrum, the Subdiffusion mix by Phonics. We'll I am very partial to a bit of drum and bass, as you probably know, and particularly what you might call liquid drum and bass, something very fluid, very fast-moving. That was Spectrum, a sub-diffusion mix version of a track by Fonix, F-O-N-I-Q-Z. You'll find that once again at Black Lantern Records. I told you they were experimenting. Very nice indeed. BlackLanternMusic.com is where you'll find them. So two very different sounds from, as I said, an album, a label I was used to producing sort of hip-hop. So, interesting. I like it. I like it a lot. Another thing I like a lot is this track. It says Hell Disco by Asseptic. I can't find a single thing about where they come from. They have a bit of a home at Last FM, and I know I got them from mindblasting.wordpress.com, which is another fantastic record label, which I think might be either Turkish or Hungarian, but I'm not quite sure. Let's just play the track.
Listen, Asseptic sampling, don't go anywhere.
Disco by Asseptic, Last FM, and you'll find him under there, Ass and Septic. Strange title of a name. I can't find any more about him, so I mean, if you do go there, you wouldn't find any more than I have, but so you can download that particular track from an album on Mind Blasting. I think it's called Pop Is Dead. It might be Pop Is Dead 4. Wonderful release. I got the track a couple of weeks ago from The Clouds. That was that Indonesian pop track I played at the start of PCP 402, I think it was. Yeah, wonderful, good, nice, a mixture, a rather eclectic mixture, but very nice indeed. And if it hasn't escaped your attention, you probably have noticed, or you have, maybe you haven't noticed, that over the last couple of weeks we've had two mega mixes from two of my zones. Dubstep Zone hit 50, and I had a 2¾-hour dubstep mega mix. Which was really good and well received. And I sort of put that out in various different places. So I stick it on YouTube as well as on Mixcloud and stuff like that, as well as making it downloadable. And well, has been well received by you, the listener. And then last weekend we had Dubzone 124, which was our fifth anniversary. Yes, we've been at this 5 years with Dubzone. PCP, of course, is 6.5 years old. And yeah, and me, I'm 51. 51 and a half, I think. It's good stuff. I'm really enjoying it. Of course, the record label is 6 months old as well. So we're doing all right. We're doing all right. I'm going to leave you with a track that is not as depressing as it sounds. It's by a band called Joy Stroke Disaster. You can find them at facebook.com/joydisaster666. Which kind of tells you they're a bit miserable, but they're not really. They're from France. I got them from AF Music and a collaborative release with Manic Depression Records. Honestly, stick with it. And this is a track which they've got written down as Shinning Monday, because it's got two N's in it, but I'm sure it must be Shiny Monday. So I shall leave you to enjoy the Shining Monday of Joy Disaster. And I shall see you next week, folks. See ya.